If you want to be more efficient and effective while running your business with more inner peace, then working on the core of your issues instead of putting on a band-aid is vital. Welcome to the Business Brain Podcast.
I'm your host, Esty Radford, and here to help you improve your 28 cognitive functions, the 28 things that make up thinking. In each episode, we'll discuss a real-life challenge, why you might be struggling with it, and give you practical strategies so all areas of your life will improve.
Often, routine gives structure, but once school's out, the kids are home, family trips, holidays, and parties, it sure becomes a challenge to keep a schedule. What do you do so you still stay sane and get work done as necessary? That's coming up next on the Business Brain Podcast, episode 429. But first, which one of your cognitive functions are the strongest, and which ones need some help? Find out by taking the cognitive function assessment at lifepixuniversity.com/CF. That's lifepixuniversity.com/CF. For today's real life challenge, you don't need to imagine. It's you right now thinking about the holidays, thinking about your family, your friend, and all the work that still needs to happen. Thinking is not one big thing. Thinking is made up of 28 thinking skills called cognitive functions. And naturally, we all have stronger ones and weaker ones. To do any task, including creating a schedule, we need to use multiple cognitive functions. And if any of those cognitive functions are weak, it is going to be a challenge for you to create a schedule. So today, I'm going to share with you 5 tips to help you create schedules during holiday time. And then I am going to share with you the cognitive functions that are related to it. Ready? Let's do this. Number one, start by understanding life will be different. Often we know intellectually that during the holidays time, life is different, but we don't actually practice it and still demand unreasonable expectations, either consciously or subconsciously, and either of ourselves or of other people. This comes from the cognitive function called cognitive flexibility, being able to be flexible and being able to see another person's approach and being able to see how in different times things are going to be different, especially during holiday season. Number two, notice the label you are giving yourself and see if it's getting in your way of what you're trying to accomplish. Note, these labels don't have to be negative, but they can still be hindering you during this time. So for example, when I went to Israel for a good couple of weeks, and I knew that I was going to be working still with American clients and the people in America, my schedule is going to be completely whacked. It's a 7-hour time difference. So that means meetings that usually happen at 12 at noon happened at 7 p.m. But what about the ones that had been usually at 4 p.m. in America time? All of a sudden now we're 11 p.m. Israel time. You may know that I am a real morning person, and I would always call myself a morning person and always do my important work in the morning. But by me saying I'm a morning person, I am hindering myself and not being able to work at 11 p.m. at night. So I had to evaluate the label of a morning person and see if it was actually helping me and what I was trying to do. When I looked at the title of a morning person, I was like, you know what? It's true. Maybe I do my best work in the morning. However, that doesn't mean that I can't do good work at night. So I am going to actually train myself, and I'm going to learn the skill of being able to work late at night. And guess what? It's true. In the first couple of days, it was a challenge and I was really tired and I had to push through. But as the days went on, it got easier and easier. And I learned new ways to be able to do work late at night instead of early morning. So I want you to think about the labels that you give yourself, the people around you, your situation, and see if those labels are actually helping you or hindering you. And in case you are wondering, this comes from the cognitive function of labeling. Number three, in episode 423, we spoke about batching tasks, and in different situations, you may need to batch differently. Holiday is the perfect example of this. Schedules are just completely whacked, and you may need to batch in a different way during this situation. Most of the time, Mondays and Thursdays are the days that I batch all my meetings. However, when I went to Israel, I knew that I was working on trying to work late. But still, I didn't particularly want to work 11 p.m. at night. So if I didn't have to, then I won't want to. And so instead of putting all my meetings only on Monday and Thursdays and being up really, really late, I tried to see what I can move around so that way some meetings weren't other days. And in this situation, the batching made more sense, not to do it just on Mondays and Thursdays, but also add in some on Tuesdays and on Wednesdays. So you want to ask yourself, what is the best way to batch in this situation? And remember, it might be different than the way you typically batch. Batching comes from the cognitive function, comes from the thinking skill of categorizations. Number four, you may find it's not only good for you, but it's also good for your children because children need structure too. So you want to start each morning and each night with a simple routine. Now, no, I am not talking about the full-fledged routines of green drinks and meditation and ice baths and all those stuff. All those stuff are great, but that is not what I'm talking about right here. I am talking about having literally a really simple, simple routine that you do every morning and night to help your brain get started and recognize that this is a day and this is what we are going to do. Your simple morning routine might be washing your face, brushing your teeth, and having a coffee on the porch. That's it. You know, every day you start like that. Your night routine may be a shower, you prepare your clothes for tomorrow, and you read in bed. That's it. You might even be finding yourself you're doing this naturally, but you want to make sure you are upkeeping this during the holiday, A, to help your mental health if you think that helps you, and B, to really help you get some sort of structure to be able to get some work done. This doesn't come from a specific cognitive function. However, as you do these simple routines, you are most definitely helping your cognitive function of time and understanding that now is the time for starting your day or now is the time for bed. Number five, my absolute favorite, keep notes of your schedules and systems that worked for that time. Often we come back from vacation or the kids go back to school and we're just like thinking about what worked and what didn't work. And we have some like mental notes of what we're going to do next time. Just write that down. Write that down. Okay. It is going to be so helpful next time you are on some sort of vacation or holiday. But you can take this one step further. Don't wait until the holidays are over. Every couple of days, reevaluate how your previous week was, what was working, what didn't working, and what you are going to do next time. Like I personally like doing it on Saturday night. I looked at past the whole week and I'm like, okay, well, this went well. This really helped me. And I need to do more of that. I need to do less of this. And based on that, my next week is even better. This process of evaluating and figuring out what you do and what needs to change requires you to use many cognitive functions, but it's actually called metacognition, thinking about thinking. You're thinking about what you're doing and how you're doing things and how you are going to change things in the future. Write it out. You will be so grateful next time you are on vacation and you don't have to start from scratch. Today we spoke about what you want to keep in mind when creating holiday schedules so they actually work. Your challenge this week is to pick one of the five tips that we actually spoke about and implement it during the holiday season. It could be number one, cognitive flexibility, understanding that things are going to be different and have different expectations. Number two, evaluate your labels and how you call yourself and people in situations and just what is necessary. Number three, group tasks differently if needed and ask yourself, what is the best way to group this task in this situation? Number four, create a simple, simple morning and night routine. And number five, do metacognition and evaluate what is working, what is not working in your schedule and systems as you go along. I hope you have an awesome holiday season. I am still going to be here throughout the entire process. We do every single week podcast episode, but that's it for today's episode. Cheers to peak brain performance.
That's all for this episode of the Business Brain Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with two of your business friends so they too can gain from it, and you'll be helping us reach our goal of 1 million downloads by the end of 2025. Cheers to peak brain performance.